We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's kind of given insurers cover, I would say. They actually did great through COVID. Claims were down 70% because none of us could go to the doctor. So they had cash piling up on them and then figured out a way not to have to refund it, even though the medical loss ratio rule would lead you to believe that they might have needed to. But now they are saying, because of pent-up demand, they're able to go to the insurance commissioners of various states and justify an increase in premium. And you're looking at family premiums topping $22,000 now in this country, which is incredible. And we're seeing that premiums have gone up. Overall in the system, they've trended at 6% a year. If you think about the last 11 years since the Affordable Care Act kicked in, that's a lot. And that's only part of the story. We've also shifted a ton of cost onto consumers in the way the plans are designed, where these deductibles and co-pays and co-insurance and max out of pockets have got bigger and bigger. So those have grown 87%. If you have healthcare needs, you have 87% more responsibility than you used to.
What's a family to do with all these increasing costs? Especially if your company is providing you with health insurance that you have to pay for, you don't have any real choice in the matter. You have to take what they give you.
Yeah, you have to take their plan. It likely disqualifies you from being able to go into the open market and get subsidies or anything else. So you pretty much are tied to that. And there isn't a lot of option, either for employers in the retail market or employees especially. Now, employers, fortunately, there's a growing number of employers that are kind of at the end of their rope, so to speak, in terms of their ability to put up with hyperinflationary premiums and decreasing quality. And they're taking this into their own hands and working with consultants who can help them demystify some of this, gain some transparency, drive down costs. I mean, those top quartile companies, their costs literally can run at half the national average in terms of their premiums, and their employees aren't facing those really enormous out-of-pocket risks. So there is hope, there's optimism. I don't just depress people. I think I see a bright future, but it's going to be driven by employers. We're not going to have the political will to change it.
Let's talk about the open market, though. Are they anticipating an increase, more people wanting to get insurance after this pandemic started last year?
Yeah, I would say so. We have seen some uptick, and then some of the legislation that came about, various rescue legislation, pieces of legislation, there was some additional funding to help folks with subsidies. So there has been an increase in enrollment overall into the system. So again, insurers, you know, they're the biggest beneficiaries of that. Not that we don't want people to have coverage. We would like everyone to have coverage. But what we still need to, I think one challenge I see to the system with the subsidies, other than the good part that more people have coverage, is that it kind of keeps us from addressing the real problem. Why is it overpriced? If the government's paying a good share, then the consumer is shielded from the real cost, and maybe we don't get the outrage that we need to demand some transparency and change the system.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.